is a serious one. If they released a new gun,
what would you say are the most crucial scales to discuss the merits of Star Trek scale models?
What are the most crucial scales to have in scale models?
Look at your crystal ball and tell us what the future of the hobby looks like from your individual perspective.
What are some challenges that you're going to have?
How between
Gunpla communities around the world.
And look into your crystal balls.
Is there a way to integrate more local communities
from your individual perspective?
What about Harobla?
From on a scale from 1 to 10, how good is cookout?
Not Harobla.
That's awesome stuff. All right, obviously.
Okay, we're done. Thanks for listening to this episode.
Hope you guys enjoyed it. We really got into some deep pockets.
I'm very impressed by how thoroughly we were able to answer all of your questions.
I had a stroke during that.
I'm glad that we were able to move forward as a community and
answer the hard questions that no one is really
hard
hitting.
No, I know that's what I'm saying. No one's asking.
Tito cried at one point.
Brandon to reveal how to make gold, and he did it.
It was so easy.
There were a lot of steps taken.
I think we've come together. As a community,
the GBWC scandal has been unraveled like a burrito. It is dirty and no one wants it.
We laid it out completely plain, so if you missed it, I'm sorry.
Business inside trading? I mean, what are we talking about, folks?
Outsider trading, Joel.
Outsider trading.
If you've got the outsider template on your D&D monster, boom, you can trade that shit.
Not
every
outsider trading. Do they have a membership? Do they have I've been waiting for them to have their special on Peaches.
That's not a bass guitar.
That's a keyboard.
That wasn't a keyboard either. That was
a question?
Just Joel making those noise.
You get a discount. It's 10% off.
Yeah.
At Outsider Trading?
Outsider Trading Co. You come here because you aren't allowed indoors.
Y'all ever just dip Thousand Island dressing?
Just dip it?
Yeah.
Like right up in the
no,
lip
no,
up
just
there?
Like on body parts.
I thought you were talking about like using it like... Like you put it in your lip like it did.
Oh, God, the aliens are invading. That was just my phone. What was it? It's weird. No one even messaged me.
So,
you ever had the dollar store one on top of the It's only 100 islands.
Here's some behind the scenes magic. We like to give our fans a little bit of behind the scenes magic every episode because this is very important. It's an important lesson to learn in podcasting. When you put Joel's phone close to the microphone switchboard, you can literally hear aliens. There they are. Do you hear them?
Oh, God.
Did it give you ASMR or did you vomit?
It's a sprint, 50, right? 50?
I feel like I'm going to die in 7 days. If I die in 7 days, I'm coming back to haunt you.
GSM phones do that
all the
time.
That's fine, but... I'll fucking kill you.
Yep. Yep. And if it's an iPod, if you use something like
that. Y'all ever
seen
that movie? That theme song from Taxi Driver?
That theme song?
Crazy Taxi?
Citizen Kane, right?
Taxi
Crazy Taxi. That's
crazy
the
taxi.
Game.
Taxi.
Tony Hawk.
Crazy Taxi.
Yeah.
Crazy Taxi.
Happy birthday, Tony Hawk.
Happy birthday, Tony Hawk.
Round of applause.
What the fuck?
The man has done it. He is big and doing kickflips.
Tony Hawk?
Yeah, bro.
Oh, if you're Tony Hawk, you need to contact the Cutting Edge Podcast.
Yeah. It's been 2 or 3 episodes, and you haven't contacted us yet.
We have not heard from you yet, and we're very concerned. I'm worried about... your safety, please email.
Yeah, we're worried about the small one.
MechaGenre@gmail.com. We want to make sure that everything's okay. If you're eating chicken nuggets, this is doubly important.
Yeah. Tony Hawk, listen. I know we've had our trouble in the past. I know we've, when it comes pitter pat, like, it's always pitter pat.
Hold on. Did you just say pitter pat?
Yeah. It's an inside joke me and Mr. Hawk have. Stop, you'll get your turn.
Is that like wheat or chaff?
Yeah, it's like lotion, the hot sauce.
That's like...
Which one are you going to take? You need both.
Oh, God, lotion or hot sauce?
Anyways, Mr. Hawk, if you're listening, I know we've had our troubles. I remember like in school detention.
That'd be fun.
We've had some crazy moments, highs and lows. But I just want you to lean on. I'm here for you, bud. Just reach out.
This has been a list of nouns from Joel. Thank you for listening to
Mr.
our podcast.
Mr. Hawk, get back at me. It's your boy.
Okay.
Skinny Penis. Skinny. It's your boy, Skinny Penis.
It's your boy, Skinny Penis.
Vines are okay.
I think we just stole a
if
vine.
If I could have anything back in the world,
I
it would just be.
I miss Vines so much.
It would just be for the App Store to say, hey, Vine's back.
Three words.
Come back home.
Welcome to Chili's.
Yeah.
Also, what are those?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
What are those?
I could have dropped my croissant.
I could have dropped my croissant.
Oh, yeah.
I do that.
Yeah. Terry Bogard.
Okay, we're doing a Q&A episode. Let's get into it.
Welcome to the Cutting Mat Podcast. This is Brandon, also known as Mecha Genre all over the internet, MechaGenre.com. I do model kits, and also today I answer questions. To my right, there is a gentleman over here whose name is...
Bailey, Kamau_Zeta. In front of me, slightly off to the left... is
but not too far to the left. It's like about a 30-degree angle
to my left.
No more than about 20 degrees.
Yeah, 20 degrees. I can fix that angle. It's fine. Hi, I'm Tino, also known as Big B Roman all across the internet. I'm your Borderlands boy, your sign-on boy sometimes, your sign-off boy all the time.
That's what's up.
To my right, this is my right. We usually go to the left. To my right is
oh shit, we did flip flop the
like
order
to switch it up.
Because this is different. This is a Q&A.
This is
no
Q&A.
Oh yeah, also I also answer questions today.
Hell yeah!
So if we go the right way, then we're just asking questions on the podcast
I think
the whole time.
So. But it's your boy, True Gumpa, otherwise known as my legal name Joel. My chain is fake. It's rhinestones. That's my new saying for 2019.
It's very good.
We're using rhinestones in here.
We'd like to welcome you all to Chili's, where we're going to answer a lot of questions.
And True Gumpa, I redid my website.
You did?
Using Wix.com. But no, I redid it. It looks like actual, like a real
sponsor
website.
We just made 10 cents.
We actually, so if you haven't listened to the wonderful Patreon announcement episode, go back and listen. Then come back right here. Spotify and iTunes will save your progress on this episode.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be really good.
It's
and
awesome.
Just as a quick like Cliff's Notes summary, if you don't want to listen to that whole episode, we've got four different levels that you can join on our Patreon. The first level is you can just like join it without any money. First level after that is called the Ensign level. That's $2 a month. You'll get a couple of stickers every month. It's going to be very nice. The next level is the Captain level, $5 a month. You're going to get a couple of stickers every month. Plus, you're going to get a screen print every month. Then the third level, the Admiral level, that's $10 a month. You're going to get two stickers every month, one screen print every month, plus an exclusive and rare shirt every 3 months.
Screen print or photo print.
Oh, yeah. It could be a photo print.
We can't
print
work
as well.
Rachel that hard.
Well, that's the I mean, you know, you're going to get a print. That's the important thing.
But
so that's our sales situation.
2 weeks ago from the time of this recording, we posted a little image on Instagram asking you guys to send us your questions for a Q&A.
And you guys, ever the gullible listeners,
fucking
actually
fell for
gave
it,
us questions.
Oh, man.
Who does
this
that?
This is it. We're done. Bye.
We got the questions, guys. We're out of here.
So
we sold your questions and made a fuckload of money.
We sold your questions to China.
Your data
they have
does not belong to us anymore.
Or you.
Do you know how much a question will fetch on the black market?
So much money.
So much.
Because everyone's got answers and no one's got questions.
Yeah.
Everyone's an expert.
They don't know what to do. They don't know how to
make
the
deal.
Everybody's got a
expert.
Fucking bunch of them.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're all
five.
Full of strawberries.
I got five, bro.
And you got more than one asshole?
Yeah, dude.
You don't?
We're from like gravity space, bud.
What?
Yeah.
What? Is that what happens when you put your phone too close to the receiver?
Yeah, that's the other butthole.
We get a text from gravity space that's like buttholes 3 through 7.
They're now open. Are now
buttholes
open.
3 through 7.
Now.
Boarding.
Yeah, but only on every other Thursday.
So you guys did give us some really good questions. There's some silly ones in here. And there's some...
Those are my favorites.
There's some pretty deep ones in here.
Yeah, some...
And we're only good, answering the silly ones.
I mean, honestly...
We're going to have some good content on this
so
episode.
So, what I wanted to do, because there's some questions that I feel some of us can answer better than others, and I feel that there's ones where I want to kind of have everyone give their take on it.
Yeah.
Let's start with the first one. This is for our buddy Nick LaProde. Instagram at Nickel_models. Great dude. We've met him. We all met him at ODO. Then at the time of this recording, we'll be seeing him in DC. So this is one I want to do with everyone.
Yep.
He asked, here's a serious one. If they released a new Gunpla line, what would you like it to be? Scale, grade, series, whatever goes. Now, there's a lot more questions, so let's keep this short but thick.
Okay. It's going to be like a tuna can.
What?
That's short and thick.
It's going to be short.
It's going to be thick.
Okay. I was thinking like pancakes.
The albacore.
Too short.
That's too short.
Too short.
Too short's a great.
Yeah.
I was actually listening to Too Short this morning. Actually, at work, we usually listen to Too Short, too. Yeah, my job's cool. Fuck you.
That sounds like a pretty good job.
Yeah. All right, well, Brandon, you go first.
Let me talk about Gunpla. So here's a deal. I am actually personally disappointed with how limited the real grade range is because I love that range. But,
yeah.
But I also love the 1/144th scale. And so what we have is we have the high grade. We've got the high grade Universal Century. We've got all the different high grades from all the different series.
AC, CE.
Right, we've got AC, we've got CE, yeah. et cetera.
AW.
And we've got a limited real grade series that like focuses very heavily on... like, we got a lot of UC stuff, we got some seed stuff, we got some wing stuff. Like, the real grade series had, yeah, double O, it's got a lot of really good potential, but what I'd like to see is maybe something that looks a bit more like the IBO kits with that inner frame that takes in elements from all of these other series. Because what they did with IBO, yeah, it's unique to the designs of those mobile suits. These are mecha that actually have visible inner frames. So when you're making a model of a mech that looks like that, it's easy to make the model, you know, reflect the actual mecha design.
So you want basically higher quality, high grade size IBO kits,
and the thing
nearing
about
real grade.
That's right. And the thing that I really love about those is that with, so let's talk about high grades. They're great because there's not a lot of detail on them, so you can detail those up yourself. They're not great because they are. There's some compromises. Yeah, you compromise joint integrity. You compromise like paintability in a lot of cases.
So you want a master grade, high grade, because the real grades are designed to be perfect grade. High.
Well, I do, but there's also a certain level of elegance, simplicity.
Perfect grade caliber.
There's like some simplicity. Like there's like an elegance and there's a simplicity in those IBO kits that you don't see in any other line, and I love it.
And you're losing.
Do you want to transfer that to like double
O? That's the thing.
Or like OAuth MSD, dude, you want to see like an IBO style.
The first thing I thought was like wing.
So high grade
how
interframes.
How good would this be with some wing kits? Like yeah, exactly. It's a simple interframe.
Yeah,
but
it's a simple armor too.
That's correct. Yeah,
I like that. That'd be dope. I mean, that's really just them improving their high grade line.
Well, that's exactly right. Yeah, but that's just the thing. I love 1/144ths. Like, I think that's the best scale.
Bailey.
Who?
You are now Bandai.
No.
Hold on.
This isn't
truth or dare.
Hang on. You just got cued.
You
have
can't
to give
pass
an a.
the truth or dare.
We want to see your A right now.
Show us your A.
Really? Right now?
Right now.
Okay. Dear God, he's doing it. Hang on.
Unbuckle my belt.
We need a play-by-play. Yeah.
I didn't know this was kind of podcast.
I don't know.
It's always been that kind of podcast.
That's true.
I don't know if I have because they're doing some good stuff. You know,
are you content? Like, will you even like change anything with the line?
Like, what?
I'm in a wait and see mode because you know, like you guys say, I've been building for a while and seeing these kits, and we're getting a movie. We're getting a Hathaway's Flash fucking movie, and we've already gotten a Penelope kit.
But we're also just getting a movie in general.
Yeah, exactly.
Legendary Pictures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like a major
live
picture.
Action.
So we're going to see.
Also, you've seen a lot of evolution through the lines already.
Yeah, so, you know, Real Grade, that blew my fucking mind. That was the first kit my wife bought me, a Real Grade Mark II, what is it, like 5 years ago for my birthday. That was like the first kit that I built when I got back into Gunpla. What the fuck
imagine
is this?
Such a good...
Cause like I remember when it came out, I was looking into like Gunpla.
Mm-hmm. The real
imagining
line.
How fucking annoyed Bandai is. They're like, we did it all in one shot. Now we can't one up it.
You mean
what do you do for 1/144th besides
having
the
real grades? Yeah,
like
besides
you've already made
idea.
A real grade. You're done. There's
do
no other cool
idea,
line
Bandai.
They can make. Yeah,
do my idea. I have good ideas.
It that you know. Can I just jump onto his? Because
no.
Such a good idea.
Board that shit.
I would say just do IBO in the real grade line, and that would be good because we're getting I'm a master grade builder. I like master grades. We're getting Barbatos master grades.
Yeah,
so
we are.
They're doing the things, you know. But the thing is, like, new Gundams coming out real grade. Sazabi is fucking amazing in real grade. I did that Mark II and I enjoyed it, and I was like, I'm not doing another real grade. It's like you with the Zaka 2. It's like,
I've got the build strike.
Yeah.
Oh, see,
I'm really excited for that one.
It's a good kit.
When I built my first real grade, I was like, all right, yeah, I'm going to build all these. I'm going to build
it. It was also my first model.
They're
kit,
all amazing.
Though. And I feel like other people are having that same experience.
Yeah, there's a lot of people.
It's hard to jump right into real grade.
Yeah.
Which is why the IBO kits are so nice. You can jump right into one of those.
Tino,
what are your thoughts about the state of the world? I mean, this question, if you could create a new line of kits, what would you
world.
Do?
Whole new world. You know, I'm not entirely sure. Honestly, the only thing I would really want is a little more expansion on the Thunderbolt.
Oh yes.
Get that underwater Zagok thing.
Yeah. Dude. The underwater Zagok, the Ack guy.
On the Banner Flower shit.
The goof.
Yeah.
The flight type thing, that's the deducted fans, dude, mm-hmm. that's fantastic. So that is another good example. The Thunderbolt line, that's like a high-grade line. It's a Universal Century line.
It's a high-quality line.
Yeah, the kits
need to,
look better
They need to
than,
incorporate what they did with the Origin line into it, too.
Yeah. Because they sort of have. It's almost like the high-grade Thunderbolt kits were like a prototype for what they did for Origin.
Yeah.
Because the Thunderbolt Zakus are very nice-looking. Crisp designs. Yes, they're Kotoki. So obviously they look really good.
Mm-hmm.
But they've taken what they learned from those separate armor plates, you know, the way they did the separation on the wrist joints, for example, and they incorporated that onto the Origin kits. Maybe not all of them. You still ran into some problems with the wrists on that Shirazaki
one. Well, the Origins are just... Yeah. They're just on another level, most of them now. But
I'm
Thunderbolt... Super impressed. Yeah, extend Thunderbolt. You fucking forgot about that shit. And more Master Grades, mm-hmm. I would say.
Yeah. Oh, man. If we could get a couple new Master Grades.
All we got
great.
Is the two.
Not Perka.
Dude, a Thunderbolt Dom. A Master Grade Thunderbolt Rick Dom would be fantastic. How cool would that be? Dude, a Gilgu. Yeah, that'd be awesome. They could even do like a Psycho Zaku because they've got the Psycho Zaku from, whatchamacallit, the MSV.
Mm-hmm.
That was actually like at the end of one of the Thunderbolt episodes. The thing that doesn't have any legs, like it's
like
the Zeon prototype.
The Psycho. Yeah, Joe talks about that. The
that was
Psycho.
Cool.
Psychomo Zaku.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Psychomo. Yeah, the
Zeon looking one.
So cool.
Yep. Y'all want to hear my idea?
No,
absolutely.
I don't think I've talked about this before. I don't think I've publicly said this out loud.
Go for it.
Is it an SD line?
Yes. But, all right, so here's the deal. One, Bandai or Kotobukiya, if you take my idea, I want design concept for the line under my name. Because I'm giving you this idea. If you don't,
he's not talking about True Gunplay. He's talking about Joel.
Joel, yeah, Joel Stone.
Legal
I will
name
get a patent. I will get something on it to where you will have to sue me to get it.
I believe that's pronounced patent.
Yes, a potato.
Potato
tent.
Potato.
That's my idea. Potato tent.
That is awesome.
Okay. SD lines.
Wait, I really want some fries now.
Is
so
it a tent
you know,
for potatoes or is it a...
It's a potato. No more food analogies. I'm not allowed to do them. You
it's
can't
like a
do
hamburger.
Them. It's like a hamburger.
Live off the royal seas.
So many places make hamburgers, but each place has their own special beef.
Some have really big heads and little tiny bodies.
Yeah. Okay.
We're not even using beef
anymore. So SDs, you know how they have like the really expensive $300 like statue SDs? They're like they're not a kit. They're just like figures.
So yeah, sure. Are they pre-painted?
They're statues.
They're in like the
they're huge. They're big
oh,
they're and
big.
They're
oh,
like
big. All right, I got you.
Fully like professionally painted like
cool.
Soul of Shogun type.
Yeah,
well, not Chico so much
King.
That, but I want a master grade scale quality inner frame SD line.
What?
Whoa.
Holy
That's calling
crap.
It.
Because guess what? I am like tired. Are you giving me a high five, bro?
These yeah.
High
no,
five,
I would say that'd be
the
like that big.
Kits?
No. It won't be that big.
Dude.
Because SD is that like 3 to 4
it'd
inches.
Still be like,
but that's one.
It
yeah,
would,
no,
no, it
would, still
it
be
would only
tall.
Be like 6 inches.
Yeah,
it'd be
yeah.
like almost like high grade size in a bit.
So
but
the head on that kit
head.
Would be like a baseball size?
Yeah.
No, softball. Golf ball.
Oh,
golf
really?
Ball.
Bro, what? Master grade SD.
I thought like
so
SD
real
was already
SD.
Like one more, four,
an
fourth.
SD compared to like a high grade is like the size of your foot compared to a human.
So I'm thinking a mega grade SD. That's
you're
what I'm
thinking of like a
mega
grade mega perfect
size.
Grade. I don't. Yeah. We don't need that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Do
yeah.
a mega grade SD.
Like
do
have,
a figurized SD.
But SD doesn't have like an official scale, so I have a conceptual.
It does.
A difficulty conceptualizing.
The show.
Oh yeah.
The
show. The
show has the scale. They're not that big.
Huh.
So doing a master grade one would be almost like a tiny bit bigger than a high grade sized model kit.
You know what's weird? The scale on like the Build Fighters kits should be 1:1. Right?
What?
That's a 1:1 scale.
Oh, yeah.
It's
yeah,
a model
yeah.
kit of a model kit
oh.
in a TV show. That's
yeah.
a 1:1 scale.
It is 1:1 scale,
yeah.
technically.
Which means that the master
but
grade, if
the
you have
holograms
a master grade,
are scaled to Gundam
we can't
size.
Release this episode because people's heads are going to implode when they yeah. when you hear him
but
say
no,
that.
No, no, no. Oh, master grade S, like put SD shit in the master grade line.
Yeah.
The interframe could be simple, take it back to the early 2000 kits.
Make the
articulation
better than the SDCS.
Because guess what? They did it to Haro. There's a figurized Haro line. Yeah. Why can't there be a figurized SD line? Same size.
Sure. Oh, man.
Same
giving
scale.
Those SDs actual elbows would be awesome.
Yeah.
That the Arale, the little, the doctor.
What?
That's in figurized mechanics too, like the Dorimon's figurized mechanics too in it.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, but I don't want that to because that line doesn't. They do one ofs. Uh-huh. This needs to be a
line,
like a line,
like
yeah.
SDMG or like some cheesy name they make up for it. That mm-hmm. needs to be its own line, and all they do is just reprint from yeah. like the start of SD. Doing these in like
all the BB
master
Senshi
grade
and G
or even
RE100
yeah. scale. That doesn't have to have an inner frame. Just take the SD, drag resize, make sure it's 300 DPI still, just make it bigger. Just make a big fucking SD. It can be smacked together parts.
Mm.
Just
control
do
shift
it.
Drag.
Yeah, pretty much. Just do the same shit. Just make
that's
a big
good.
SD.
See, that's good. That's the kind of thing they're
because
hear.
Guess what? People fucking kids would lose their mind. Yeah. I would lose my mind. All the Japanese SD builders, shout out to all the homies in Japan that build an SD kit. I follow you
dude,
all.
The SD community is like a subculture of the Gunpla community.
It's such a wholesome fucking thing. I wish I started off with this. Low-key, I wish I just jumped in the SD community and didn't even fucking bother.
Yeah, why are
with
you
high
here
grades
with us?
And master grades and
Joel doesn't
scale
care about
modeling.
Us.
Oh, I'm a scale modeler.
Joel's
fuck you,
packing
SD
while
gang,
he's
bitch.
Ranting right now.
We're in here being deformed and goofy. What are you doing?
Now he's on a plane to Japan. Bye, Joel.
Peace.
Bye,
see you.
Next question. Let's go.
All right, so now we're going to do... Let's do some individual questions.
I've got
here.
One. Can I throw one out?
Yeah, you do.
So I really like this question. This is from Oolong Poolong, which I really enjoy that name. The question was, what would you say are the most crucial skills to hone when it comes to scale models?
Ooh.
And I want to start with Tino.
Oh, this is another roundabout one?
Yeah, let's do a round.
Because I want to hear what everybody thinks are crucial. Because I'm trying to learn what
JoJo
to
roundabout. It's a reference.
I think general cleanup
Muda
of parts because I still
yeah
I still kind of like
what?
Accidentally do terrible things. Mm-hmm. So like clipping and sanding and shaving pieces.
Get rid of them nubs.
Nub removal.
Nubs.
That was my answer.
That
already.
Is
nubs.
Yeah. That's
that's
was
all
my
I
roundabout
have to
way.
Yeah.
Nub
damn
removal.
It, Tino, you took it from me.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm like, still really shitty at nub removal.
We didn't have to do round robin because I was going to say nub removal too. It's like, that's the basics.
I've
basics
got a different
are,
one.
It's part cleanup. Yeah. Nub removal is part cleanup. When you do resin kits, part cleanup takes the most time out of anything else you're going to do.
Don't build Gunpla.
Ooh.
Gunpla's yeah, that's over. Really that's a really good suggestion too. Yeah.
No, here's the deal. If you want to get into mm-hmm. Gunpla and you want to improve on your basics, don't build
yeah.
Gunpla.
Go
build
buy a car kit. Branch out.
Yeah, get a car kit, get a military mm-hmm. kit, get an airplane kit, tanks, whatever the fuck you
miniatures,
want.
Miniatures, man, 28 millimeters.
Yeah, even get
good,
a Warhammer
good
kit.
Scale.
Learn how to glue, how to use cement, the properties, how you use it between thin and thick and CA yep. glue and white glue. Just
you have
learn.
To learn to yeah. taste all the colors of the wind.
Yeah, and
taste
the glue.
Them. No, don't taste the glue.
No,
I
no,
got
the
don't
taste the glue.
Taste model coming in soon.
Don't sniff the glue.
There's a non-toxic
I
one,
think
isn't
it's
there?
The basics. The most skills
well.
Are the basics. You can't do scribing. You can't do weathering. You can't do painting without learning
those
the basics.
Those are not crucial.
Because guess what? You're going to try dry brushing, all your seam lines are going to show up. You're going right. to try painting, all your numb marks are going
to
show up.
You have to build this house on a foundation, and that yeah. foundation needs to be made of no nubs.
Clean up.
Get these
you
nubs out of here.
You can buy all
plastic,
the best.
Dust and shavings.
Guess what? It's mm-hmm. it's like a hot dog stand. You can buy
no, no,
everything.
No, no,
oh,
no,
no. What is happening? No,
what?
Wait, it is. Hang on.
Did
it is
finish?
Like a hot dog stand.
Yeah. Because guess what? You can buy everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if you don't know how to put the dog into the bun,
yep.
your relish and everything else is going to be like fucking shitty.
Mm-hmm. And I could go one step back.
Yeah.
If you got a hot dog stand and you're trying to sell hot dogs out of it and your stand don't got no wheels.
Shit.
You can't get that hot dog stand out to where all the drunk people are.
You're selling hot dogs in your driveway.
Mm-hmm.
Like a little kid.
Yep.
You a little kid or you scale model?
Hot dog, 50 cents. And the police shut you down because you don't have a business license.
Yeah. That shit sucks.
You don't want that to happen again.
All right. Well, now I'm
F
hungry.
F the man. I want to have a hot dog stand. F the man. I should be a good chant.
That is a chant. Yeah. That is a chant.
Let's do another question.
Hold on. Give our listeners some time to stop that chant, and then we'll get a new question.
Guys, calm
down. That
was
a good one. I like that question a lot. So the fundamentals are critical.
Yeah.
And also, F the man. I want to have a hot dog stand.
Oh, man. Oh,
do you want to do a silly one now?
That wasn't a silly one?
No, that was a serious one. Okay, well, hey, look, since we're doing group ones, let's do a silly one, and then we'll finish it out with the last group, because this one was addressed to us by the as a group. What y'all pick a silly one? The cookout tea, I'm impartial. I don't drink sweet tea by itself. I like Arnold Palmer.
The correct answer, I don't do tea, the correct answer to that is Gold Peak tea.
Yeah, sure.
Oh,
I'll trust Bailey.
Arizona.
So this is a question from Nickel Model. So it's how good is Cookout's tea? So here's the deal about tea. Bojangles. That's the only my only.
There you go. I've had that sweet tea, and actually, like, I can stand it. It's fine.
Yeah, that's fair.
The other group question was from Clueless Gunpla Builder. Clueless_Gunpla_Builder. Kyle, part of Team Awful. Shout out the Awful Boys. They're doing it up awfully and bad. They're just doing it badly in a sense.
I love it.
They're doing
everybody
awful.
Should be doing it badly.
He said, my question is for the group. What are some challenges the Gunpla community is currently facing, and how do you think we can resolve them? This is a loaded question. This is an extendo mag that is just full of heat sinking.
And actually, this
an
should...
extendo mag. Hang on, an extendo, extendo mag full mag. Of
Kino
rounds.
Just raised his hands.
Kino raised his hands, Brandon.
Hold on, but we need to unpack.
No, hold on, Brandon.
We have a lot to unpack in this episode.
Yeah, no,
heat
I heard
seeking.
Heat seeking extendo mag. Yeah,
heat seeking.
Yeah,
extendo mag.
I was heat sinking.
It wants the heat and it keeps it cool.
Extendo mag.
I don't know. I think this question should also incorporate. The one above it.
Which is from who?
Which is from...
What the fuck are you doing with
Gunpla
your phone?
Fan CL?
Gunpla Fan Cole.
I'm sorry if I butchered
that. I think it's
that.
Gunpla Fan CL.
Yeah,
Gunpla
so...
Fan.
I think it's Gunpla Fan Cole.
Their question Gunpla was, how important
like
do you Kinkles? Think is the communication between Gunpla communities around the world? Is there a way to integrate more local communities?
Yeah.
So I feel like those two... kind of go hand in hand.
Yeah.
They.
I like the second
in
one.
In a sense. Because
I'm going to go last on this one. Y'all take the first 10 minutes on it.
Oh, jeez.
Here's my.
Let's have a group discussion.
Here's my thoughts.
Yeah, I think it's important.
Let's go over the problems first.
Yeah. We need more honest feedback so that people can get better. That's critical.
We talked about that already.
Yeah,
we're probably going to touch on a lot of stuff we've already talked about in previous episodes.
We need more goodwill. In general, and that's like the community, but that's also like we need goodwill among people who are hosting community events. We need goodwill from people who are willing to donate their time to build communities, and we need really just effort. Like the tricky part is putting in that effort to get everything started, and once you do that, it's absolutely worth it. But it's very difficult to first find the time to do that, and second to find the right person that is able to do that.
I think a lot of that effort needs to be put on other people.
Oh, yeah.
Right, now, a lot of people are putting effort pretty much on themselves. So
one
nothing
person
wrong with
does
that.
It, but you burn out. You burn out. You got to delegate, basically. Yeah, you got to delegate. You get more done that way. But that's also kind of like a project management challenge.
Yeah. It's hard. We talked about that in the starting a local community.
It's literally
two parts for a reason because there's a lot of shit. We didn't cover all of it.
But it's like 75% of it is passion and then 25% of it's like project management. If you're passionate about doing it, you're going to do a lot of it yourself and get everything going. But you still need that project management element. And that's something that like the Gunpla community in general, sometimes there's a challenge with hobby groups doing serious project management. The kind of thing that you need to build a large model kit contest, for example. It takes a lot of logistics to build one of those things.
Yeah.
And you need an organization behind you to put something like that together. So, challenge. That's what I'm thinking.
That second part that you brought up, though, Tino, that other question, that was one that I was looking at as well. how important do you think is communication between Gunpla communities? I think it's very important. I think it's crucial because we're all, we talked about it already. Like, you know, Brandon and I have been building for a while and, you know, did it without having connection to any kind of community or thing like that. This has really changed the whole hobby for me, interacting with others about this. And I think, you know, we talked about, oh, it's Web 2.0, you know, it's all technology, social media, all that, that all that bullshit. But I think it has really improved, you know, what's been going on with the community. And I think along with, you know, tying those two things in, as you said, Tino, it is important to kind of extend that, you know, extend that, that communication, extend that hand to other communities across the world. We have, you know, in the various streams, we have people in South America, people in Australia, we have people in the UK and all over the world interacting with each other. And we have people in Japan. That's been kind of the interesting thing to me because that's where it started, right?
Pretty much.
And that's where they still have young builders in Japan that are building and putting their stuff out.
Yeah, like you've got their perspective. Everybody has a slightly different perspective because their community is slightly different. Every like different, it's like a local meta. You've got your meta in your country that's going to be a little bit different than, like, you know, US is going to be different than Australia, which is different than Japan. But you've also got people, communities in other areas that have already accomplished something that another community wants to accomplish. So to tie this back to the project management aspect, don't reinvent the wheel. If somebody else did what you want to do, you can reach out to that community.
Talk to them about
and
it.
And genuinely ask them, hey, that's really awesome what you're doing there. And, you know, reach out and see how we can, because that goes into the second part of the question.
Yep.
How do you integrate these local communities that are around? We have... We have communities right in the next state. We have communities in the states around us that we've been interacting with and, you know, trying to connect to make this kind of like a larger thing, you know.
That's working great. But when I say goodwill, I mean, like, you know, you have to have goodwill when you interact with these communities. You have to give them your ideas. Like, you can't have ownership of these ideas in a hobby space. You know, there's some expectation that you're willing to share your quote-unquote like intellectual property between these different organizations. Otherwise, nobody's going to be able to grow because everybody's going to be working on the same damn problems. It's like this. It's like any other industry. Like, you think about the Gunpla hobby as like an industry. You've got your markets. You've got your like local regional like meta, which is kind of like what they're developing. And if you share that across all the rest of the regions, you end up building up something larger than you could before.
It's called cross-pollination.
Ew. Nasty. Oh, God, Tino.
Disgusting.
You had to make it
sexual.
Hey,
we are trying to keep
Seriously?
This PG.
Oh, now we're getting an NSFW
what
rating.
What the
fuck? Damn, God damn it, Tino.
So...
I'm not sorry.
To touch on that, because these two questions are ones that I knew the moment we posted they were going to come up of what are the problems and how to fix it.
Almost immediately.
Yep. Sorry, I just burped.
Gross.
I'm not entirely myself because of my own personal schedule. I'm not entirely privy to any problem that there might be in the Gunpla community.
There's a lot of problems. It's a community.
Tino, if you're not privy to the problems, you are the problem.
You're the problem,
and
Tino.
I feel like we're about to get like kind of raw here with this.
Oh yeah, we're gonna get
warning to those of you with like sensitive ears and sensibilities.
I'm not gonna like yell at them.
I didn't mean it like that.
But, oh man, how do we unpack this fucking shit brick?
Start with the tape. Peel that tape off. Okay. Just real quick. Just peel it off.
Take that Band-Aid. Grab that Band-Aid.
Do it badly, Joel.
Explain it badly. I did do it badly, and that started a lot of like shit online. Like a couple of years ago, we tried just to do it badly. Yeah. But you know what? We learned from it.
That's the point.
I think right now is like you were saying with the lack of sharing of intellectual information of here's how I do my group and it works. When we first started doing Hangar 18 and I first started doing like community stuff, I had the mindset of I'm doing this in my way it's working and I'm not going to tell you because I don't want you to get ahead of me. This is very early on. This is years ago. since now working where I do at Holy Mountain Printing and interacting with other print companies and other clothing. I mean, it could be a clothing, because the thing is, like, we print for clothing brands who, in a sense, besides not offering print services, are doing the same thing we're doing, is they're selling shirts. You kind of shoot yourself in the foot if you don't help other people with the same thing you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, no one's going to be recognized more for doing a build night versus someone else.
Mm-hmm.
The idea is not original. No one's the creator of build nights and meetups. This has been going on since board games and D&D first existed.
You have a build night to have a build night. You don't have a build night because you want to be famous for having a build night.
And that's, thank you. That's where...
Build night about a build night.
Right should, now in America...
Welcome to Doc.ConCon.
We're literally... I mean,
this is a documentary
shit.
About a build night. It's a build night where we build a documentary about a build night.
Yeah. That's,
no kits.
Mm-hmm. No kits. No kits, man. But just on cameras. Some real shit, like, there is the... The big problem right now, I'm not going to get into little things of, you know, he said, she said, they did
what
this,
did
they
say?
Did that. You know what you said.
Oh, no, I did say it.
It's more of the general notion of that, like, someone is a celebrity or someone is, like, the king of XYZ or they founded and did this and it's their thing. It doesn't exist. It's just that some people were able to do it first before others. And we're public about it, if that makes sense. I get the same email and the same message and the same DM of, I want to start a local meetup. How do I do it? And yeah. I said, who else have you asked? And they'd be like, oh, these people. And they wouldn't tell me.
What?
And I'm, yeah.
They wouldn't, like, tell them? It's
they
a
wouldn't
hobby.
Tell them. And it's I, a hobby. I experienced this.
What,
I reached
like
out
a,
to, when I first got into
it
a couple years
ago.
Is
a trade secret?
I reached out to like a different local meetup, and I was like, hey, do you guys have like any pointers, tips, anything? I'm trying to do something down here. And they act like I was trying to steal like their business model.
Ugh. Well, okay, there's your first problem.
Business.
You can make money on it.
Yeah.
But it's not a business.
Exactly.
It's a venture, maybe. So here's,
it's not you don't get a business license for doing
right.
build meets and
but,
events.
Right. You, like, if you're doing it to make money, you're not doing it for the right reasons. And
exactly.
additionally, even if you are trying to make money and you want to, like, copyright or trade secret your method, a rising tide lifts all boats.
Exactly.
So the more build meets and the larger the community is, the better off everyone is. Not just you. You can't build, like, a community in a silo.
And
you
hey,
can have,
bro,
you
we
can
made
have,
a pie. We made an episode on this, didn't we?
Yeah.
Did we?
Yeah.
We made two episodes on this, actually.
But
it was a lot of information.
The issue is that I don't think a lot of people really understood that people are, like, keeping these secrets from other people. Like, keeping these methods and passions and other shit from, like, hey, I want to start Build Me. Go ask someone else.
That's... Dumb.
There's no way to get, like, we have GBWC and we were gifted GBWC. We didn't earn it. We were gifted GBWC because simply
yep.
there was enough numbers in sales.
Well, okay, so there were enough numbers in sales, but
that's
GBWC
it.
Was already big in other communities as well.
Because the hobby was so big to that
yep.
point, that idea came up.
Right. So that's the thing. The hobby got big somewhere else.
Yeah.
And then this thing happened here, which could make it even bigger. It's like I said, everybody wins.
Yeah.
You know, everybody
like
wins when you share this,
like,
kind of information.
Current day, there's a lot of build meets starting. I've been yep. helping personally a lot of people get off the ground and
yep.
start doing their own shit because at the end of the day, we were given GBWC. It was a gift. And because back then there wasn't a lot of in-person communities, if any.
Mm-hmm.
Recently, in the past couple of years, there's been a big boom in communities, events, build nights, airbrushing, workshops, blah,
mm-hmm.
blah, blah, blah. All the stuff we were seeing happen in Japan
right.
and all this other stuff. And unfortunately, Japan had the issue of where they stopped doing communities and builds, and people became elitists and were opening up their own studios and shops and
mm-hmm.
trying to get that personal touch. And then they kind of went back to doing community stuff because they realized it doesn't work that way.
Oh, yeah. Well,
but the thing is, you also can have your own studio.
I mean, you should.
And have a community space.
It's fun to have your own studio.
Exactly.
It's fun to have like your alone time when you're doing your own thing.
You have to. That's not to say, we're not saying that you have to do everything in public, but what it means is, it's fun to have your own studio, but like give back to the community.
Exactly. There's a reason why you are able to have your own studio.
Have goodwill. Yeah.
There's a reason why I'm able to fucking sell shirts and you do other shit. Because there's a community of people out there that have that mutual respect and want to see this hobby grow.
Right. Want to share the knowledge.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, exactly. That's another thing. We don't need to be locking content and all that, you know, that whole discussion.
But even if you look at like the tech industry, companies don't develop in a vacuum either.
No.
Even companies whose entire goal is to make money have symposia and communities,
developer
and forums,
conferences.
Developer conferences. No. You know, there are engineering conferences
worldwide
for a reason.
Ones.
You have to share information with each other in order to build more information.
It does us no good if a company makes a new motherboard or whatever and they give it to just Intel.
Yep.
What fucking good is that going to do us? No. Yeah. What about AMD and all these other companies? If a car manufacturer like, you know, fucking Tesla right now, they don't hand out their information. It's all, you can buy a Tesla and just fucking deconstruct it. It's right there.
And they are doing it. There's a bunch of people out there
and
doing
it. They're doing like workshops and shit. And
some parts Tesla does open out. If I remember, they hide a bunch of shit as they, they
in a sense,
guys,
I think
they
made their
open
auto drive
some
stuff
shit
open
too.
Source.
Long
so
story
that
short,
can develop for it. But there's no IP protection is the thing.
Building a community, helping this community grow should be open source.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It shouldn't be closed beta.
Okay. So with that, we have this question that came up from Nick Macho Models that I think we can run into as the next thing, perhaps. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a culmination question, but I think we might bring up some silly ones after that. So Nick Macho Model says, look into your crystal balls and tell us, you said it, and tell us what
dibs on
the
band
future
name.
Of the hobby looks ball. Like from your individual perspectives.
I have a good and a bad vision for this one.
Okay.
I'll go really quick. Good vision is everyone fucking grows up and gets along as community soars. We have like regional GBWCs, East, West Coast, Mid Century, blah, blah, blah. The bad vision I've had is a fucking premonition of death. Shout out to 3 Inches of Blood. It's a great song.
Such a good song. That is such a good song.
It's literally that the...
Wait, Permission of Pain?
Paint. Oh,
Permission
fuck,
of Pain
that's
is the
a good
song.
Paint
that's
series.
A,
oh, I like that.
That's
Premonition
a good.
Of Paint. That's our fucking... That's our side episode about miniatures. Write that down right now. Holy
well,
shit.
That song is by...
Woo! 3 Inches of Blood. And they're not a band anymore, so...
Oh, man,
cool.
Really?
Yeah, that sucks. Well, but also the last one was Garbo. But anyways, the bad vision is that this hobby becomes such a fucking self-dick-sucking thing that it just falls apart because everyone's trying to get off by themselves. And you know what? Lend over, reach a helping hand, and just help everyone else out.
Everybody's brain.
Not don't jerk off people in public against their will, but I'm saying
we're not endorsing that.
It's becoming very narcissist and not community giving.
Well, it's because we've reached the point where people are trying to have a celebrity status. Not all people. Like we're seeing some cases where people like think they deserve celebrity status.
Yeah.
And like in some cases you make fantastic builds and you may be treated like a celebrity by the community. Some people absolutely deserve that, but you can't like don't do the hobby to become a celebrity. Do the hobby because you love the hobby.
There's dudes that win every contest since the year ever made.
That's
you know,
an easy
Viking
way,
era.
Yeah, that makes you into a celebrity.
No, and they don't share a word about it.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. You can't act like a celebrity, even though you may deserve that.
We're all in this together.
Numbers don't matter.
Don't there do the hobby to become
Jay Leno.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Is Jay Leno cool anymore? The kids listen to him?
He had a
speak
big
and
chin,
spell.
Right?
He's got a YouTube.
I don't know.
He did the speak garage. And spell voice. He was the voice actor for that. What? Speak and spell. Jay Leno?
He really was.
Oh. Are you thinking Jay Leno or Jared Leto?
No. Jay Leno, big chin, drives the cars and coffee, Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah. That
group of dads, those dad comedians.
Yeah,
yeah.
He does have a YouTube channel like everybody else. Tino, what do you think? Future of the hobby. From your perspective,
my perspective is that, I think. No,
yeah,
well, no.
Very
yeah.
good. That was awesome.
Yeah, also, yeah.
I don't want to say that it's like a middle ground between
the
two extremes that Joel...
As the world becomes more cel-shaded, right?
Yeah.
Actually,
yeah.
That's a good point because there is a kit in the game, right? The early edition has a kit in it.
Oh, yeah, the spaceship.
Weren't there already memes of people like, you got to build this fucking thing?
There were, and people angry about having to paint the miniatures.
Did you offer to
build
it for
them? But my point is, there was a kit in the game. We have this major, what do you call it, like AAA or something?
Yeah, they are AAA.
They put a kit in their game.
Not just a kit. Completely on the runner, unbuilt, in
awesome.
A special, awesome-looking box.
Exactly.
So
A-plus of them for doing that.
Yeah.
No,
because
for real,
2 years ago, they would never thought of doing a model kit.
Well, that's what
like,
I'm talking
the runners
about.
Are all in packaging and everything.
Uh-huh. But it's because like there were a couple of decades there where model kit building started to die off. And we're trying to turn that around.
Yeah.
Maybe we're doing it. That's a good sign.
I'm not even sure
what's
if it
your,
was dying
what's your future,
off,
Tina? Because we just railed you with Borderlands for
no
reason.
Yeah. My future is maybe it doesn't necessarily shoot off into the stratosphere, but we level off in a very comfortable position for a while.
That would be the best of my two scenarios.
And we
that.
May not... Yep. It may not become super glamorous, mm-hmm. but I mean, like, we can make it glamorous ourselves.
Yeah,
because I mean, we are the builders.
I mean,
and
every
do what
community
we want
is like
with
that, right?
With
we
our media,
we are
the music makers.
Yeah,
we are the dreamers.
Nation, yes.
Shout out JNCO Jeans, sponsor of this episode.
You can store so much stuff in those.
I like that.
You can like you
is
can
that,
store like entire basketballs in the
little.
No, that's literally POD.
Yeah, POD.
See, mine was like, I'm not saying yours isn't realistic. I think mine is pretty realistic, but that's like the goal.
Yeah.
Because I don't want it to shoot off the stratosphere.
I mean,
you know how much hard work that is for content creators and shit?
But who cares? Really?
Yeah,
who
but
cares?
I also don't want to go to shit.
Well, but I think that is unlikely. I think this kind of...
like middle ground.
Yeah, this kind of middle ground is inevitable because
there's
always going
to be
shit.
Because like honestly,
let's
right,
admit it, there's always going to be shitty
yeah.
people.
Well, that's,
oh yeah.
Right now, the flow chart or the fuck we're going on right now, it's going up.
The arrow is going up.
Yes, one. Some shit might
line.
Happen.
Yeah,
some drama
can,
bullshit.
Yeah.
And honestly, low key,
positive.
It's just Instagram.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
That's
it's
correct.
Not going to stratosphere
Instagram.
But it's going to be a middle ground and there's still going to be shit happening.
Yeah.
But right. Yeah, I agree. Like somewhere in the middle where it becomes a thing. I'm saying because like Borderlands, they put a kit in their game, you know, and the other
Barnes
thing
and Noble.
That's the other thing. Like Barnes & Noble is mm-hmm. pumping at like I've got fucking the page to the new Gundam they haven't gotten their shipment yet, but it's gonna happen because they're bringing in all the shit. Think Geek, all these fucking places
and hobby stores are opening up.
Exactly, so it's happening. It's not gonna be stratospheric. It's not gonna be
like
the fucking yo-yo craze.
Train like old. Here's a
or,
sad
or
thing.
Spinners,
dude. Or
fucking spinners. No, it
Jesus.
Doesn't have to be that.
Here's the other thing: is this actually happening? This isn't a crystal ball that I just want to talk about real quick. Is that old hobby stores that are not willing to not say change,
they're gonna have to reconsider,
but just to bring in more, you know, the newer stuff, they're closing down.
Yeah,
and groups I always see, oh, my local closed down, and then a month later, we're getting like a new Wargaming Gundam.
See,
mech
that's
store?
What's opening though. So let's think about this. If you look at the businesses that we're seeing, I mean, this is fully anecdotal because we haven't actually seen any of like the market research on this, but yeah, there used to be like 3 train stores in the area. Now there's one.
Mm-hmm.
There used to be one game store in the area. Now there's 5.
There was a...
Have you been to the train place here?
It's fantastic.
Really
they've
got flocking stuff. Yeah.
Oh, it's fantastic. Nix. It is wonderful.
Yeah.
But
evergreen,
this is the thing.
Everything.
They stay in business because they appeal to all of the other markets.
Yep.
So consider the train market, right? This is a market that may not be growing as fast as other markets. Maybe even military models maybe not growing that fast. But you're looking at these things like Gunpla growing very quickly. War games growing quickly, even though video games are also growing quickly. people want to play their video games, and they also want to play with plastic miniatures on a table, which is kind of cool.
With that's other where people. I think that even that middle ground Tino was talking about is going to come into play.
If you compare Tino's scenario to what is happening currently with video games, we're starting to see a plateau on video games.
I don't know where there is else to go. I mean, we're getting...
They're going back to what works. They're going to vanilla. Wow, right. They're going to other stuff.
You are seeing regression in some areas, and you are seeing stagnation in other areas. And the reason why this is happening is because they've run out of steam. Like
they've run out of steam. It's also a very nostalgia time period we're in.
That's true.
True, yeah.
Strange Things, D&D, physical like effects, the practical effects group that I'm in has skyrocketed.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. Oh totally.
Because people want that back. They're tired of CGI. You made it so good that it's like, what's the fucking point?
Well, and then you got your shot counter shot in like the Phantom Menace. That was like, why even
bother? You just make it better with real things.
And it seems
what I'm seeing
lazy.
Is a lot of side scrollers.
Indie games are doing
side scrollers like crazy.
But that's just the thing. Like we've hit this point with video games. We're probably going to hit the same point with model kits. But
I just want a good story, man.
Oh, yeah, out of a game?
Mm-hmm.
I want a good story out of a Gundam series also. And Iron-Blooded Orphans is a good example of them doing something totally different that I really liked. I really
enjoyed
it.
Then they go back to fucking Build Divers bullshit.
Yeah, Build Divers.
Well, got to make the money somehow.
Make the money off IBO. That shit killed.
They could do like 5 seasons of IBO. It was amazing.
Yeah, they made so much money.
I think it was development versus profit.
Dude, they could do a Calamity War series. It would be awesome. Holy shit.
That's
going
to take a fucking long time to get right.
We got a lot of questions.
They could pump out 3 Build Divers in that
time
frame.
So what your guys, well, I mean, you kind of both talked about your ball visions.
Yeah. We got we looked at our balls.
Everyone's
so,
balls are good. We all coughed.
Real quick, one follow-up question from Macho Models. Follow-up question. Discuss the merits of Star Trek V. It's fine. I mean, Star Trek V it's okay. I recommend 4 more than 5. Save the whales, right? But, you know, the thing about 5 is like, okay, this is weird. They've done this galactic core, like, let's meet God kind of thing. I understand why they did it. It was a good follow-up for Star Trek 4, I guess. But honestly, if you're going to watch Star Trek, I would stick to the even-numbered ones.
William Wells, it's not okay to smack a kid.
Is smacking a little kid okay when they touch your finished models asking for a friend from Three Wilms.
It's definitely not, but on some real weird shit. Y'all in the group I Build Gundams and blah 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 or whatever, the one where it's like the big international groups.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, anytime like a kid or a cat or someone knocks down a Gundam or display,
they get a virtual smack.
There's like kids like, I will fucking decapitate that kid and put him on a pipe. You're just like, what the fuck, dude?
That went from 0 to 60 so quick.
The comments are like that.
And it's still not okay.
Yeah, it's still not okay.
So even if it's digital,
but don't
cyberbullying is a thing.
They're plastic fucking toys. They're model kits.
If you have that reaction, if that's your knee-jerk reaction, you might want to stop.
Just take a step back
and close your laptop or turn off your screen and like go someplace.
Also,
look at the clouds for a while.
Also, you know what? While we're talking about it, stop hiding shit from your wife or your significant other.
Yeah, I've seen the posts where it's like, I just bought this at the hobby store. Hope my wife doesn't find out. You are hiding purchases from your wife? That is going
what
to
else
cause
are you
a
hiding?
Major problem
what else you,
in the
you,
future.
You, what else are you putting in that closet that is full? Huh? What else you doing, bud?
Are you buying like severed legs from the black market like that episode of Criminal Minds?
We all have girlfriends. We're all functioning adults. We have some of us are married, right?
That's right.
Yeah, I've heard of that happening.
I would say for the most part.
And getting married.
Yeah.
And getting married.
Maybe eventually, I don't know. She's, you know, if it happens.
Your significant other can support your hobbies and the things you like. You don't have to hide it from them.
In
just
fact,
be responsible
adult. There's somewhat of an expectation that if you're going to spend your life with somebody, that it'd be nice if they supported you.
No, I was pointing at you. Just be a responsible adult.
Just be a responsible adult.
Yeah,
like,
that's the tag. That's the tagline for this question.
So here's the thing about being responsible. Don't smack a kid if they knock over your models. Here's the flip side of that.
Don't post on Facebook either.
The flip side of that is if you're at a model kit contest and there's a kid who doesn't know not to touch the entries, talk
just
to them.
Just let them know.
Tell them, just heads up. Somebody worked on this. This is somebody's entry. Don't mess with that.
Take a knee. Look them in the eye.
This is
make sure they know
education.
Be like, very just calm and collected about it.
Don't smack the kid.
Don't smack the child.
Do not smack children, please.
Who wants a body massage?
No.
Oh no.
Absolutely not. Oh no, yeah. Oh,
I did not sign up for this one.
Okay.
Be responsible.
A related
man.
Question. You're being attacked by a swarm of kindergartners with no end in sight and no choice but to fight. How many do you think you could honestly take out before they overpower you? This is from Giuliani.
False. I set up the room with laser grids, and it plays Fortnite really loud.
The answer,
they all stop attacking me.
The answer is 135, and the reason why I think that is because that is the point at which my leg would
I don't
get
know.
Tired.
Have you seen kindergartners these
I
days?
Tell them, hey, my dad made Fortnite. I got all the diamonds, and they stop. I don't know what that. I don't
These
know.
Are kindergartners. These kindergartners are playing Fortnite.
Do they speak English?
They're playing.
I just hold a tablet that says Fortnite.
At kindergarten
age? And they all start doing Fortnite
okay,
dances.
Wait, what do kids do at kindergarten age? Do they have personalities? They have thoughts.
Yes.
Are they sentient?
Yes.
Okay. So kindergarten.
I would hope so.
Yeah. They're
all of these
like,
things. All of these things are in progress.
Is 5 years
thing.
Old.
Okay. Yeah. They're in.
They're in the earliest progresses.
That's right.
So they're like miniature humans.
Yeah, but
they're
playing Fortnite.
I mean, yeah.
It sounds complicated.
No,
I mean, they're
miniature
obviously
humans.
I would like to interject here and say one more time, it's never okay to smack a child.
Well, that's just a human. That's a human.
I don't know why the first reaction.
That's a fully developed human.
I'm still salty about people overreacting about their kids being
hey, the
you know what?
Stop
I would be mildly angry. I would, but
if they were attacking you,
no.
About
the kid,
back to the semi-serious question.
If a child were to knock a model off a shelf and the model broke, I would be a little bit angry. I would not attack the child.
Well, normal human reaction.
Eventually, I'd get over myself and realize, hey, this is just a way for me to get better.
Yeah.
And make that particular model kit better. And yeah, they probably didn't even mean to. Like, it's a child. They don't know what
they're. If they knock one, that's a mistake. If they knock two,
this is
well,
a learning experience for
mean.
Everybody.
If they wait till you're looking at them and they knock all of them down, then you know, then they
there's
need
some,
to see
there's an issue
somebody.
There that they
yeah,
need to
exactly.
figure
there's
out.
There's an underlying issue going
pretty
on.
Pretty much, if you say you're going to like hit your child or break up with your girlfriend or hide your purchases, you look into like some type of like counseling therapy, something, because if you're willing to post that online,
why do you feel
scary,
you
know,
violent
for real,
or
this will,
it's plastic,
be sneaky
bro.
About
and
it. Like,
you might not think about it this way, but
also
this will
no
help
judgment.
You. This
Thank
will
you
seriously
for the questions.
Help you.
Yeah. Yeah. No judgment on the right. questionnaire.
Yeah. It was a great question. Honestly,
it was. And it caused a lot of good discussion.
Deep
and also, Don't
Jack Handy.
Abuse kids. Let's see here.
What else we got going on here? Haroplot. We're just doing a horror contest based off of like
Haroplot.
Like
so
old practical effects and stuff.
So
like
I've got a question
stuff.
About the horror plot contest. Is that open to the public?
Yeah,
or is
yeah.
that
it's
Freddy's
on, it's,
not
it's,
allowed to do it, right?
Oh, Freddy's already been working on it.
Yeah, I mean, we're all building stuff for it, but we can't enter. We're the judges, me and Freddy.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
There you go.
It is open to the public. It like officially starts like in September.
What?
Okay.
Now.
Okay, so what is this?
Horror. I like my version of Gorpla a lot
Dorpla.
Better.
The
so there's two. There's
the world
two.
Juror.
Scary plastic models.
There is Horrorpla and Gorpla. Horror is like making something scary. Halloween themed monster
it's,
movie
it's
themed.
Gore
it's
adding
because
blood.
It's a plastic model.
Yeah.
Of a like a Wolfman or like okay, I get
well,
it.
No,
now.
No. The whole idea
That'd
is we're taking
one,
the anime science pseudological bullshit out of the equation and just do whatever you want. A bear guy can bleed. It has blood, it has organs.
I see.
We're just the end result is something that is disturbing. To look at.
Okay,
so it's Gorpla.
Then my response is I find that disturbing.
Gorpla is the grotesque
that's cool.
painting or grotesque modification painting of deformed organs, bodies, decapitation, blood.
Just, that's Nurgle.
In a sense, but with Gundam.
Papa Nurgle?
Interesting.
Papa Nurgle.
Yeah, he loves all of his children.
Fun. It's going to be fun.
You
we
know,
have prizes
I
and all
once
kind of stuff.
Heard, so if you're not familiar with the Warhammer gods, there are you got your Khorne, you got your Tzeentch, you got your Nurgle, and you got your Slaanesh. You can
Slaanesh is a sex demon.
But you know what's fun is that you can like put virtues on the gods instead of vices. So like with Khorne, instead of rage, it's courage. And with Nurgle, instead of like rot and sloth, it's love. because Nurgle loves all his children. And then with Tzeentch, instead of secrets and lies, it's knowledge, keeper of knowledge.
Makes sense.
And then Slaanesh, it's difficult because Slaanesh is kind of also love, but it's acceptance. You've got, like, with Slaanesh, you go from lust to, like, acceptance no matter what. There's this, like, sense of, this is a fun tangent. Thank you for hanging with me. Now back to your regularly scheduled podcast.
Well, no, that was good. So I was actually reading up on that the other day.
On that?
Yeah.
Kind of world is this?
A friend of mine was getting into Warhammer, so I was like catching up on all the gods and stuff. I thought Tzeentch was already like the god of knowledge.
Well,
like a chaos god Tzeentch of knowledge.
Tzeentch is the keeper of secrets, and so the knowledge that Tzeentch gives you may be real or not real. It's usually not real.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
He doesn't really want to give out really, those secrets.
Keeper of secrets, god of change.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay.
This has been the Warhammer Matt podcast.
Yeah, this is your Warhammer Matt podcast.
Sorry for that small
I just
tangent.
Think it's super cool lore.
Oh, I forgot to say, yet another Warhammer Matt podcast.
Yeah, yet another.
There are so many. What was the question again?
Actually, our side.
Horrorplot.
Well, we went over it. It's done.
It's done?
We came up with a new name of the miniature side episodes.
Yet another. Oh, yeah.
Premonition of Paint.
Premonition
of Paint. Premonition of Paint. Paint.
Coming up, P.O.P.
Premonition of Paint. Yes.
P.O.P. Hold it down.
Mm-hmm. Pop.
P.T.P.
Pop, pop.
All right.
Popping all over. Magnitude. That's a good one.
I think we went over some good questions. This was a lot of fun doing a Q&A.
Yeah, I've got one more. This one's from Yahoo Answers.
my brother and me.
To whom do I complain about my dentist's not ethical or honest behavior?
What?
Does anyone have any idea if you have a dentist who is unethical?
There has to be a phone number.
You think so?
Oh,
like
wait.
On their window or on their bumper sticker? Like,
oh,
you get a piranha plant.
You file a complaint.
What?
Call me if
you get a piranha plant. You name it Audrey 2.
It has teeth.
And then you wait until your dentist overdoses on laughing gas.
Hold on.
Nitrogen. And then you chop him up and feed him to the piranha plant.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Why is that so? That's so easy. That's so
you file a complaint with
there's
and
not
a piece
like
of paper
a
in their
poison
window.
Control line for
well,
bad
not,
dentists.
It's not
are
like
there?
You can't call the
is
like,
there a dentist syndicate?
The American Dental Association, but they're not as cool as the BDA, the British Dental Association.
They have that?
Well, the BDA is like a secret agent.
I don't know how the association.
What about the Polish
dentists?
One, the PDA?
Oh, no, that's too public.
PDA. Oh, hell. Oh, shit.
That has peaked our puns for the night.
They're all out of
nope,
puns.
Absolutely not.
So anyway,
they're
that's,
still
if you
hiding
think that
the water
your dentist
waiting.
Is not being ethical,
let's
don't call
know.
Us.
Oh, I mean, no, Dude, let's know. I want to hear about it.
I mean, okay, look, we want to hear
definitely
about it.
Tweet at us.
Can't do anything
but
about
we,
it.
Yeah, we
won't but we
help
won't
you.
Help.
We will not help.
I can't help.
We do want. We will listen, but we will not help.
I don't go to the dentist. I don't believe in it.
I'll listen and
I
I'll tell other people.
I lost a couple of
things. Broke and I can't afford it.
Well, it sounds like that's
yeah,
a good,
dental yeah. work is expensive.
Fucking expensive,
as fuck.
Man.
It
I've
also
got like
hurts.
And
two
hardly
very important.
Do you have dental? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Do you dental, bro?
You have dental?
You got yeah. dental, bro? I don't have dental.
Bro,
fucking
do you have
awesome.
Dental?
I want to work where you guys are working. Fucking
hey,
dental.
I've got no health insurance because I don't need it. I don't
you
think.
You and basically everybody else except these
I,
two guys.
Yeah,
I understand.
I've got two wisdom
but,
teeth
but
that
see,
are just chilling.
I understand. Oh.
They're part of my mouth now.
You got two of them.
It depends on how big your mouth is.
I have
one sideways and one's just up there.
Oh, yeah. Well, so I have three. Explain
how
that.
How does you? Why would you
I
get rid of
sense.
Extra teeth?
I had four removed.
I know. They make you wise.
Yeah, bro, I'm so wise.
Yeah,
no,
you so
you
got your wisdom teeth out.
Wise. Yeah.
Did you get my, your wisdom teeth out?
Mine were gone in like middle school.
Oh, okay, that was see, wow. Lucky that
ass.
Was early.
Yeah. I had it like about 3 years ago. I think I got the.
That's not too bad.
My teeth are all chipped out. And shit. I'm the American dream, baby.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
I got
that's
one
a whole
too.
Tooth missing there's, in there.
Yeah,
it ain't there.
It was an extra one.
Back here, they're all fucked. Anyways,
join the club.
Fuck dental. Fuck dentist. Y'all some goofy boys. No one wants to hang out with you.
I don't know. Mine's
what do
nice.
Dentists do after they get done being in someone's fucking mouth?
Well, they go home.
And do what? Play Operation?
Yeah.
They floss.
They clean
only,
up.
Only
they
floss.
They go
yeah,
home
floss.
And floss.
They
wow.
go
and do
no, I'm not
routine.
Talking about the dance.
Congratulations.
When they leave work, there's just enough time to
they
floss
go home
before they have
and
to go
they,
back into
they,
work.
They
yeah.
fall in their bed of Quip toothbrushes and make
yeah,
snow
yeah.
angels out of them. Except for it's only one out of nine. The one guy just goes home to a lonely
oh.
house with no toothbrushes at all because he doesn't approve of them. Any of them.
He doesn't approve of Quip toothbrushes. He's the one out of ten dentists that doesn't approve.
Yeah.
9 out of 10 dentists asshole. Approve of any
Who's
dental
that
care at all.
Everyone's like, this is great. Fuck this shit, man. Let's go basic, back to bones.
We support basic dental care and keeping and dental hygiene and making sure that all your teeth are very healthy. But I don't. I'm the 1 out of 10 dentist that doesn't give a shit about your dental health.
Actually,
you could say that
I'd
about
like to
anything.
Meet that dentist.
You could say that about heart surgery. You can say there's one fucking
one out of nine, man.
What do you call it? Cardiologist is like, nah, fuck that. I won't do it.
I don't believe in hearts.
Let's put USB drives in hearts.
I'm the 1 out of 10 cardiologists don't believe in hearts. I think humans are run by tiny hamsters running on wheels. Keeps all your blood moving.
All right. Sign up, boy.
Sign up, boy.
Well, real quick. I definitely want to do this again.
Oh, wait.
I think doing a Q&A is good.
Yeah, Q&As are fantastic. Keep the questions coming because we really enjoy answering them, and I think this led to a couple of really good discussions. Before we sign out, I wanted to mention our sponsor. It could be you. Please take a minute. Listen to our listen
that
to
was
our episode,
good. That was a good pitch.
Our sponsor episode. To we've got this episode about this Patreon. It's a fantastic bonus episode, but definitely listen to that to learn more about our Patreon levels and take a look at, what is it, patreon.com/thecutting
Public
the
Clearinghouse.
The Cutting Mat.
It could be you.
Mat. We do have sponsors. It's USA Gundam Store, usagundamstore.com.
I'm talking about our next sponsor. But USA Gundam Store is fantastic.
Yeah, we gotta shout them out.
Check out USA Gundam Store for whatever you need. Actually, they just got some new detail parts in recently.
They're
that are
amazing. Like $3.
Dude, they look so good. That's a great price.
Yeah.
I want to plug them all over my kids.
We also, Holy Mountain Printing, of course. Always going to be a sponsor.
Holy Mountain.
That's all we have for this week or this month. It was just Holy Mountain and the OGs. We're always going to talk about them. They're always going to be
the
sponsors.
The old reliables.
They help out as much as possible. The good old reliable boys.
But see, they're good sponsors, and we'll tell you guys about them because we want to benefit you as well.
I think
USAGundamStore.com.
Hell yeah! I think we touched on a lot of good subjects. We talked a lot about not doing child abuse. That shit sucks.
Yeah, don't do child abuse. We talked about our balls a little bit. We talked about the
premonitions,
future of
our crystal.
Yeah, crystal. Yep.
Mine are Swarovski.
Oh, they are, really?
Shit. Mine are rhinestones.
Mine are cubic zirconias.
I'm obsessed with rhinestones. Are so cool.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
Well, you can emblazon things with those if you want.
There's been some actually. I've seen some rhinestone builds on Instagram.
Yep.
It's pretty good.
Oh, God.
I want to be a cowboy, baby.
Speaking of Vine.
Going to GN Drive.
R.I.P. Vine.
Yeah. Fuck.
Welcome
Whoever
to
Whoever deleted Vine.
Whoever deleted Vine,
deleted
we will
Vine.
Find
whoever
you,
deleted.
And we will ask you some very
Straight
difficult
deleted
questions.
Vine.
You think that's why, what's his name, for Twitter, his thing got hacked?
Who?
Oh, the fucking dude, man.
The fucking dude?
The fucking dude man.
Wait a minute.
That dude, man.
Bailey, the
fucking
dude man's
man.
Thing got hacked?
Yeah.
The dude man?
Yeah.
The one and
guys,
only.
His thing.
The dude
He's
man.
Just sitting there taking a piss and just goes,
just chop that shit off.
Human hunt.
Oh, no.
Speaking of that, Grandma's
terrible.
Boy.
Yeah.
Yep.
So we haven't set a date for Grandma's Boy, but we have set a month for the paint party.
Paint party.
We kind of talked about it. It's like when the wino moms get together, they drink wine and they paint on canvases. We're getting together and we're going to have beer and alcohol. We're going to have two big tables with all kinds of paints.
Don't mention the beer and alcohol first. We're going to have a bunch of paints and we're going to have a bunch of people and also paintbrushes and also miniatures. And we're going to be painting those miniatures.
Yeah. I want to paint exclusively with Turbo Dork.
Turbo Dork is going to be fantastic.
I have fallen in love with their paints. And I if you don't give me access to that that Miami Sunset, Joel, I'm going to go mad.
You could possibly get to keep it. So we have Turbador. We have Secret Weapon. We have Contrast Paints. We have fucking whatever you want ammo. We have it.
Whatever crap I've got in my drawer. Some of it might be like Apple Barrel from one of the hobby stores.
Yeah.
That's 25 cents a bottle. Who knows? Who knows what I might have.
And it's going to be fun. We're going to try and stream it. We're going to have a video for it. It's going to be a lot of good times to be had.
Mm-hmm.
What else we got going on? Grandma's Boy, we're going to plan it out.
Mm-hmm.
Patreon's going on, so it's fucking awesome.
Check out our Patreon. Become an ensign, captain, or admiral today.
First shirts, stickers, all that fun stuff's going to be coming out. And the website and all the social media stuff should be up by the time this is out. So get on it. Support us. Help us support you, and we can keep making fun shit. And
as always, our website is thecuttingmatpodcast.com.
Playmo Create.
Playmo Create.
I want to reshoot it soon.
Let's do it.
And that's going to be a lot of fun.
Just give me a that's warning because I got to clean up my workshop.
Yeah, it's going to be an inside look to the four of our build areas.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So that's going to be a lot of fun for sure.
Mm-hmm.
All right, sign off, boy.
Yeah, all right, cool. I'm Tino, your sign-off boy, also known as Big B Roman.
Say it with your chest, Tino. Huh? Let him fucking know. Say it with your chest, bud. This
chest
is Q&A.
Moving. I see it moving.
Say it with your chest. Say it.
It with your chest.
Yeah, there we go. That's the juice I need.
Is it this kind
now
of podcast?
Now make that smoothie.
Is this the kind of podcast?
Yeah, it is.
It's this kind of podcast. Guys, I have a problem with my dentist.
Not
we're going
now.
We're going back around the table here, boys. To my left.
Bailey. Kamau_Zeta everywhere on Instagram. To my left, I guess we're going the right way now.
Skip.
Which is the left way.
Yeah. I'll go to Joel.
You can't skip, bro. This ain't Monopoly.
I'll throw it to Joel. Skip it.
You can't skip.
I passed go back to Tino because right, he didn't introduce himself.
We're back to Tino.
He actually did it.
Yeah, I did.
Didn't count. You didn't save your chest.
My name's Tino, also known as Big B Roman all over the internet.
Fuck yeah, that's dude. That's what I wanted.
That's what I
in
need.
In front of me, you skipped.
Our fans love it.
What? Go back 15 seconds and you'll find out who I am.
Yeah.
And who's next?
Uno.
Can't just say Uno.
You
all
gotta
right,
pick it up
right,
now.
I'm
gonna
just
go now.
Gonna skip Brandon altogether.
Joel, True Gumpa online, TrueGumpa.com, everything at True Gumpa. You already know what it is. Rhinestone mm-hmm. season 2019. We're wearing
season.
Fake jewelry. If that shit don't turn your neck green, it's not real. Back to Brandon.
All right, I'm jumping now. This is Brandon. I go by Mecha Genre all over the internet, MechaGenre.com.
Data.
You can email me at MechaGenre@gmail.com. Please ask me really anything. I mean, I'll try my best to answer
personal questions, health advice, anything.
Yeah, I'm not a doctor. I will give you terrible health advice, but, you know, please, absolutely welcome.
Thanks
Why
for listening,
at
everybody.
Me?
Weird.
Sign us off, boy.
Yeah, re-sign us off. We got signed back on again.
We got signed back. Thank you for listening, everybody. We really appreciate your support. Ring that bell. Hit that subscribe button.
What? What the fuck?
Hey,
this ain't YouTube.
The tubes?
But on
we don't
some real shit.
Go that far.
If you do want to support,
some of this show will be in the tubes.
And say like if you fucking hate Patreon.
Yeah, if you
give us a review on iTunes,
right,
it does actually help.
Yeah,
right.
4 stars, 5 stars,
five stars.
But we'd rather not have the 4 stars.
It lets it actually like
nice.
Lets more people find out
yeah.
about it.
Yeah,
and it's I'm realizing it, like why podcasts like drill that in.
Right, now we get it. We never
got
it before. I was like, oh, I'm not going to review any of these podcasts. And now that I understand like,
I'm reviewing
what it means,
all of them.
Yeah, I just did. I just went through and like just gave
I
all the podcasts
one,
I listened to 5-star reviews. Because
The Gundam Podcast. The Gundam Cast.
Yeah.
Or whatever it's called.
Shout out.
Gundam Podcast.
Fucking
yeah.
great.
Mobile Suit Breakdown.
They just
Mobile
hit
Suit Breakdown,
1,500 Patreons.
That's
insane.
That's,
crazy. That's
yeah.
so good.
That's fantastic.
Wait, congratulations.
They're doing this 100%.
Gundam
yeah.
Podcast.
Congratulations,
yeah,
guys.
And remember, enjoy the hobby for yourself.
And do it badly.
And do it badly.
Do it badly.
Stay
and
tuned.
Do it badly.